Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the SFLC podcast. I want to thank our sponsors, Dependable Solutions, innovating the future of your small to medium-sized business since 2012. It's 2018. If you're not accepting credit cards, you're losing money. Plain and simple. Learn how you can save 40 to 60% on your overall credit card processing bill by going to dependable-solutions.net. Again, that is dependable/solutions.net. Also, teststrips.com. That is teststrips with a Z.com. Managing diabetes is your business. Making it affordable is ours. Sell your extra unused diabetes supplies for up to $50 per box and support a worthy cause. Rated a Better Business Bureau accredited A-plus rating for over 5 years, partnered with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and affiliated with the American Diabetes Association. Make sure to check them out. Again, that is teststrips with a Z.com.
SFLC Podcast.
Welcome back to the SFLC podcast here, and I am Ryan Sprague, and just as soon as we had Bellator 211 and 210 all set and concluded, we look forward to Honolulu, Hawaii this week, as we will preview Bellator 212 and 213, and on the line today, we kind of have, well, it's a Gracie family reunion in sorts, as we have Robeson Gracie Jr. joining us on the line, and a little later on, we will have Neiman Gracie joining us, both of them fighting Friday and Saturday, respectively. But first, we are joined on the line by Robeson Gracie here in the middle of December, and Robeson, how are we doing today, sir?
I think good, man. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm doing really, really good. So, hey, glad to see you on the card. I know that you were getting ready to fight a few months back, and then that one got pulled, so they found a fight for you. Are you relieved to be able to get into the ring after that miss that we had last time?
Yeah, I'm happy. Really happy for this, and can't wait to win the cage.
Wonderful. Now, this is your first pro fight that we've seen, and you're fighting at pretty historical MMA card, the first one that's going to Hawaii. What does that mean to you when you walk into this, into Honolulu?
Man, it'll be great. Special fight against a local guy, because I know, especially the surfing, but it's really the surface, they tell me the stories about Hawaii, so they were pretty good at fighting. I'm gonna be good fighter against one of them, because I know I'm gonna be a fight against a guy who has a Warriors on. So I'm excited for that.
You kind of led right into it. You're fighting the number one contender in the welterweight division in Hawaii. So as we kind of get into this, we'll talk about that since you brought it up. You called it, he has a warrior heart. What are you expecting from your opponent in front of his home crowd?
That's going to be good. I think he's going to give it like everything to try to knock me out, since he's a striker. But I'm training for that because I know it's not going to be his fight, you know? This guy has like one. I know I'm the favorite one because to win the fight, because I come with a great name, all the stuff, but in reality, outside, I'm the favorite to win the fight, but inside is 50-50. I'm gonna try to take him down, I'm gonna try to knock me out, that's gonna be the fight. So I think he's gonna give like he's gonna come 100% to take his victory. So I need to be ready for that. I can't make mistakes. So that's the thing.
Well, you mentioned it, so we'll get right into it. You know, you're the favorite with that Gracie name. So what does the Gracie name mean moving forward as far as Bellator and mixed martial arts is concerned?
I think the Gracie name
But so there's a lot of responsibility, and you put a lot of things on your back. I'm not gonna lie and go through depression, but I'm trying to use in the best way possible to, because represent my family, has a guys who motivate me, the family, doing that before. So represent them is gonna be good to motivate me to fight.
And you were talking about how Bryson is a striker. Obviously, with your name, you have that Brazilian jiu-jitsu background. How have you taken to stand-up striking ahead of this fight?
I trained a lot of stand-ups. Signed up with Bellator. I did a box before in Brazil for 4 years. But anyway, my idea is going to be trying to take down to the ground. I don't want to try to knock him out. I don't want to try to stand up. Maybe a couple punches. My stand is just to get the clinch and get the takedown.
All right. So, you know, we were talking about this before, and obviously you're also related to a fellow welterweight who is in that welterweight world grand prix in Neiman Gracie. And kind of similar to Neiman, as I was talking to Hoist Gracie about this, they didn't want the Gracie name to just grandfather them into these bigger fights right off the bat. Did you and your team take a similar approach to signing with Bellator?
Yes. Signing with Bellator was really good. They give this opportunity. They give a lot of opportunity for new guys. That's one good thing about them. So, but it does not mean it's gonna be easy. I need to represent anyway.
I understand. And while we're on that, you know, you're related to Neiman Gracie, and you know what that means. So, tell me a little bit about Neiman's rise in the welterweight division, what that means to you.
It means a lot because he motivated me. He's doing really, really well. He's trying to get much better. He didn't have the chance to show this yet, but soon for sure. For example, his next fight, he's going to get a wrestler. So it's going to be a really good fight, I think. I think he's gonna show up a little bit more in his strike. And his career is going really well. I think he has a great chance to be the champion of the
The welterweight division?
Yes.
All right. And with you entering the welterweight division, I mean, not looking past Bryson Barahawa, but where do you see yourself in the mix of the welterweight division as time moves on with Bellator?
I want to work for the Bellator one day. That's my goal, of course. I don't want to be there just for fun. I'm just to let people know I want to be there to be a champion one day.
And I just don't want to go with neighbors as the belt. Besides that, my dreams to get the belt too.
I was going to say, let's put a hypothetical out there. Do you see a day where you and Neiman might actually be facing off against each other in Bellator?
No chance. No, he beat me at the academy, so no need to beat me in front of everybody. That's fine.
Wait, he beat you in the academy?
Yeah, we train together, so we train all the time.
So, you know, the last thing moving forward.
2 years ago, I broke my nose. I don't want to get broke my nose again in front of the belt. I'm fine with that.
Hang on, you got to repeat that. Neiman broke your nose a couple weeks ago?
2 weeks, 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
He was sparring. Personally, got my nose. So, but we are really friends, grow up together. Always we fight each other, like
try, like I say, sparring together. He's really tough. And he's one of the reasons that I'm starting to do MMA, because he motivates me a lot. Okay, he's the guy who pushes me a lot. And it's really good being next to him. I wish we could be on the same card, but we can't. But we're going to be together anyway. I fight on Friday, he fights on Saturday. It's basically the same. I'm happy with that.
Well, and, you know, I was going to bring this up, you know, because there are so many Gracies whose names are prevalent in mixed martial arts. What does that say to you, having that lineage? I mean, is that extra motivation, or does that kind of get a little unnerving, knowing that you have to follow this line?
In reality, I feel that more pressure coming out from the family, for example, this single-class decision. If the Grace force you to fight, now they put us in jiu-jitsu, they teach us jiu-jitsu. Like my father never said to me, oh, we need to fight, go there and fight. No, he took me to the academy a couple of times when I was really young, but never put a pressure to me to be a fighter. He always put a pressure to me to train jiu-jitsu, to know, to learn, to self-defense, but never to be a fighter, never to compete. You don't. You can compete if you want. But the being a Grace, of course, motivated me to fight. I see my brothers, I see my cousins, I see everybody. I wanted to win what I was doing. So even if I wasn't a fighter, if I wasn't a fighter, I was supposed to do jiu-jitsu and compete a couple of times just to represent the family, just to, because this gives you extra motivation.
Beyond this fight that you have coming up at Bellator 212, Salute the Troops, is there anyone in the welterweight division that you've kind of got your sights on, that you're like, I want to fight this man at some point down the line?
Not really yet. Nobody yet. I think it's too early to, maybe let's see how I'm going to do it on this first fight, and then after we can start thinking about that. But in reality, not in mind.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, the Gracies are always kind of a humbling family. They don't really talk smack. They don't really call out opponents, do they?
No. We don't like to... We accept the challenge. Let's see how, for example, Henzo did it the whole life. Fight against amazing guys like Fresh Rap, a lot of guys, BJ Penn. He fight against tough guys, and he never wants him challenging them. Max Hughes, he fights a bunch of guys. But we don't like this. I think it's a little bit disrespectful. Of course, have a moment, you need to challenge, especially now. But I don't like to call somebody to fight. Let's promote to that. Let's promote to the show. We'll just go there and fight.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we always ask the fighter, and I never expect anybody to say anything much more different, but ahead of this fight, if you had to call how this fight was going to go in your mind, how do you see you defeating Bryson Barahao at Bellator 212?
I think by submission. I hope by submission. Take down submission. Can be arm or neck. One of those.
All right. Before we let you go, if you want to take the time to kind of thank your sponsors and, you know, your team, go ahead and take the platform. It's all yours.
Just to say thank you to my sponsor, Brave Idea, and I don't want. Just thank you guys.
And we look forward to seeing Robeson Gracie Jr. make his Bellator debut on Friday in Honolulu, Hawaii. But just like that, as we say goodbye to Robeson Gracie, we are joined on the line by Neiman Gracie. Neiman Gracie, you're getting ready to take on Ed Ruth at Bellator 213, one of the matchups of the Welterweight World Grand Prix. Before we get into this matchup, man, tell me how you feel getting into this Welterweight World Grand Prix, knowing that there's a belt that's there that could have a Gracie name on it.
It feels great, man. I feel validated for being in this tournament, and I can't wait to represent my family once again, and I can't wait to put my hands in that belt.
We last saw you fight at Bellator 198, Fedor versus Mir. You defeated Javier Torres in an arm triangle choke. We had talked to Royce Gracie afterwards, and we were asking about, you know, your rise and, like, your path here in Bellator. And he said that he didn't want you to get any special treatment because you had the Gracie name. But after this victory, it was your time. How do you feel hearing those words from Royce?
Oh, it feels great, you know. It's like hearing my superhero, hearing Spider-Man talking about me. It's amazing. And I always thank him so much for the support that he always been giving me. And I'm ready to represent once again.
And you are undefeated in Bellator, 6-0. You're 8-0 in your professional career thus far. That brings up a question to me, which is the mindset of an undefeated fighter. You know, there's certain teams and certain sports where that carries a lot of confidence, the fact that you don't know what defeat feels like. Is it similar in combat sports, or is there a certain added pressure because you are undefeated?
I think it gives you a lot of confidence for sure, but the good thing with me is that I've been competing since I was a little kid, since I was like 10 years old, so I lost a bunch of times in jiu-jitsu, so I definitely know what losing feels like, so I don't have that be such of a big weight in my shoulders, you know, and I just feel great that I'm being able to represent my family the best way that I can, and it's a good thing to have that O on your record, you know.
No, absolutely, I understand. And as we get in there, you're taking on a former NCAA champion wrestler who is also undefeated in Bellator, in Ed Ruth. So first things first, have you done any work on, you know, his style and his technique leading up to this fight?
Yes, definitely. I got a lot of wrestlers to help me in this training camp, and I really feel that I'm ready for this fight, and I'm ready to fight a great fighter, and I think that he is a great fighter, so I'm ready once again.
Knowing that you're going up against another undefeated athlete, where is your mindset walking into Bellator 213?
I think my mindset is the same in every fight. You know, I always want to win the fight, and I always want to win by submission, and this time is no different. So that's what I'm going to look forward to do.
All right. Well, a couple other things. As we look at the World Grand Prix as it exists, before we get specifically into the Ed Ruth fight, you're on the side of, should you defeat Ed Ruth, you would be taking on the winner of John Fitch and Rory McDonald. Not looking past this Ed Ruth fight, but is there a preferred fighter out of that other card that you would look to want to fight in the semifinals?
Not really. I think that all the fighters that this tournament are really tough, are the best fighters in the division, and I think that whoever I fight next is going to be a really tough fight, so not really.
I can appreciate that. But other than that, you know, let's talk a little bit more about Ed Ruth. You always want to kind of control the ground game. You know, you have striking, but you prefer to take it down there. Going up against a wrestler, are there any other precautions that you take, knowing that he's just as versatile as on the ground as you are?
Not really. I don't have other precautions to say. I just think that he has a better understanding of the takedown game, of course. So I think it's just harder to get a takedown. But once we hit the mat, once you're on the floor, it's all about jiu-jitsu, and I'm pretty confident with my jiu-jitsu, so doesn't matter who I'm fighting. Once we hit that mat, once we go to the floor, I'm really, really confident.
And you're obviously expecting a victory over Ed Ruth. Are you expecting a submission victory, or do you expect some tricks to come out of Ed Ruth to try and keep this Graham on the ground, or on the feet?
I'm always expecting a submission win, man. And if I have to choose between a submission and a knockout, I'm always choosing by the submission. So I expect another submission this time.
Always with the submissions, the Gracies. Always like those submissions.
Always.
Well, you know, a couple other things that we want to ask you before we let you go, and we'll kind of take a different mood here. Yesterday, we were talking with Robeson here, and he was talking about joining the welterweight division. What's it like knowing that there's another Gracie there in that same division for you?
Oh, it's great. You know, he's we train together every day, and having him representing the family with me is just awesome to have. Another fighter representing the family is great, man. And I wish we had more people, you know?
So I asked him about the concept of, you know, look, if you and him just continue winning, at some point, math would just take over and say that you'd have to fight each other. He said that he would not fight you.
Yeah, of course. I would never fight him. He's my uncle, man. Do you want me to fight my uncle?
Well, I mean, it was one of those things, but then he kind of made it a little bit more interesting. So I need to hear your thoughts on this. He said that one of the reasons he wouldn't fight you was the last time that you two sparred a few years ago, you broke his nose.
No, he's lying.
He's lying?
He's lying, man. I never broke his nose.
So what's your side of the story then?
Well, the side of the story that he kicked my ass and now he's saying that I broke his nose. What the hell? Why he's always lying, man?
I didn't just start a little feud in the family, did I?
No. That feud has been going on for years, you know? So there's no way you can make it worse. But we only fight each other in the academy. So, and when we fight each other, it's really bad. So I think that's enough. We don't need to do to bring that to the ring.
But, you know, all joking aside, you know, you have Robeson who's fighting on Friday. You're fighting on Saturday. You're both going to be in Hawaii. Are you excited to kind of have a family member there and, you know, both of you rooting each other on to this rise to the top?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited, you know, and I can't wait for this fight. And it's just because it is a big fight, but also because it's going to be in Hawaii. So I can't wait, man. I love that place, and I can't wait to fight out there.
All right, last question for you. We know that you're looking for the submission. Do you see this getting done early in the card, or do you see it happening later?
That's kind of hard to let you know because it depends a lot how the fight's going to play out. But it doesn't matter to me. If it's early, it's great. I have more time to go out to dinner with my wife afterwards. But if it takes some time, it's too. I'm prepared very hard for this fight, and I'm ready to do five rounds if I have to. So it doesn't really matter. As long as I get my hand raised in the end, and if I get it raised by submission, it's going to be a perfect night.
Well, before we let you go, Neiman, go ahead and take the time to kind of thank your team, your sponsors, anybody you want to give a shout-out to, man. The platform's yours.
I just want to thank everybody that supports me, everybody that likes to see my fights, you know. Every time someone comes to me and says, oh, man, I love watching your fight, it means the world to me. So I just want to thank these people, and I want to thank you for having me here. And thank you so much, brother.
Always a pleasure, Neiman, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday in Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, just like that, that about wraps up the show for us. And before we let you go, want to thank a couple of people. Of course, want to thank Dan Kitchen from Bellator MMA, who was able to set up not just these interviews, but all of the interviews that you can find here on SFLC Podcast, the write-ups and the stories that you'll find on mymmanews.com. Eric Kowal, between all of the people that were set up here, we probably have 2/3 of the fight cards going on set up in interview form, so make sure you check out mymmanews.com. bellator.com for all of the content leading into Bellator and UFC this weekend. And also want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Dependable Solutions, with Derek Weidman and the gang over there. Very, very excited to talk with Derek here a little later with his kind of transformation and leading into MMA and everything he's done for us. So a big shout out to them. But that's going to do it for us here at the SFLC podcast. I am Ryan Sprague. Hope you enjoyed everything. We look forward to hearing from you and giving you all the MMA news going on out there. So take care, everybody, and enjoy the fights this weekend.